Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is the damned. I'm talking about those that chose the broad way that Jesus says and ends up the road to destruction, and their lives were destroyed, and they end up in eternal hell. Jesus talked about hell, and he said it's a very real place, and there was going to be a lot of people going there. It's a sad subject, but one that we really do need to talk about, because I don't want you going there. One thing to say, well, I'm a good person, and you know, that's a good thing, and I don't have to worry about going to hell because I don't hurt anybody. I'm a good person, and God will accept me. And that's the biggest lie that the devil has spun to deceive people. Because Jesus said there are two roads. One is broad and leads to destruction, and many go down that road. And the other is narrow, and it leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. So we need to find the narrow road. And that narrow road is Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through Him or by Him. He said Himself in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, referring to Himself, that whosoever believeth on Him shall have eternal life. And that life, of course, that is eternal, is His life. Where we fail, He did not. And He became the Savior, our Savior, the Savior of the world. But not everybody accepts Him. And all those that don't, the atheists and the murderers and the rapists and those, of course, they're all going to be there. But there's another element to this that people don't realize. Jesus referred to it, and when they asked Him about His return, He hadn't even left yet, and He's talking about His return. And He says, what's going to be the sign of your coming? And He said to them, He says, remember Noah? Before the flood, they were eating and drinking and giving in marriage, and, you know, they were just living life until Noah got into the ark, and the flood came and took them all away. They had no clue. No clue that their just normal lives did not include God. They lived for themselves. They did their own thing, just like today. They were people that were religious and people who were not. I'm sure there were atheists and, you know, all kinds of different other religions of that day. And the flood just wiped them out, killed them all. That broad road just ended for them in destruction. And that's what I don't want to see you end up, is on a road to destruction. So I pray to hear what I'm saying. Really hear that the damned can be just ordinary people doing their own thing, not paying attention to what God wants in their life. And they just walk right into hell. And that's not good, because it's the place of torment and suffering for eternity. So think about it today. Think about, are you born again? Are you really a child of God? It's so important. If you question that, then turn to the Scriptures, to the Bible. Read John 3:16 and do what He says. The whosoever that believeth on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God bless you, and have a great day.